come on, it'd be
See, everybody
riot.
Wants you. Yeah, these are the evil people calling you. Yeah.
No. What you want is the bit where I'm the voice of the baby, right?
Yeah, baby
right.
Leah.
Greatest.
Right, baby Lita. Baby Lita. Leah.
Leah.
Baby Lita.
That's right.
It would be Lita Ford, not Leah Remini.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You got
See
it,
ya.
Rock.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. You're going to knock the whole thing?
You're going to try to catch up. Hitter.
I'm going to try to slow
down. Well, that's it. I believe Don has now taken the lead.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't affected him so
I've
far.
I've had four glasses.
He had solid food for lunch.
Of Buzz's absinthe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Buzz, I had 8 ounces of chicken.
I know.
That's all I had today.
I had liquid protein.
And I had tuna when I woke up this morning.
Tuna fish. I saw some salespeople walking down the hallway. Tim McWilliams looks to be leading the charge of the ice cream social.
Sure.
F them. Joining us now, Mike, is a guy who speaks our language.
Okay.
Hey, Vic, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, everybody.
Oh, man, are these people I want to talk to? I know we got an interview to do about this scotch, but I will tell
Let
you.
Let me
I
just
also,
say.
I want to make some inroads.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He works at the Borgata.
The Borgata with the fine new casino in Atlantic
City. In Atlantic City. His name is Vic Tiffany.
That's me.
Hey, Vic. Oh,
Vic is the vice president of food and beverages at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in fabulous Atlantic City.
Are you a tough guy, Vic?
No, I don't know why we have that reputation in Atlantic City that we're tough up here. Now, with a name like Vic, you'd think I'd come by with, like, chest hair and, like, gold rings and stuff.
Right. What a great name, but, I mean, what a great, like, good fella name you have, Victor Tiffany.
Here's why we wanted Vic on the show.
Yeah.
First, we love Atlantic City.
Right. Thank you.
And also, this place, the Borgata, they're not paying us. It's the best place in Atlantic City.
I go down to Atlantic City on a regular basis, and I've stayed for years at the place next door to you guys over at Harrah's, and I now go to the Borgata, and I haven't stayed at the Borgata yet, but I plan to do it next time. Vic, if you could help me on that would be really appreciated.
You got my phone right now, and then just call.
I'll tell you why. The reason is...
And they can put it... Check out the system there, Victor. I'm a valued customer.
You're ranked with us. I'm pulling you up right now. Hold it.
It is
a car for you right now.
It is a Vegas-style casino resort, meaning...
It's a huge trade-up for the market.
It's nice. It's a nice place.
Wow. I mean, now,
if they had places like the Borgata all throughout Atlantic City, it would be a lot more fun. I hope that this... trend that
now,
has been started with the Borgata.
Let me just say that something that happens with a place like the Borgata, for instance, my brother's getting married Saturday in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's staying at Excalibur. I'm staying at Four Seasons.
My sympathies.
At Montego Bay.
Right.
Because if I'm going to go out...
Mandalay Bay.
It's a beautiful hotel, by the way.
Yeah,
I've had a drink. I want the nicest stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if I go to the Borgata, here's where I'm going to with this whole thing. The reason we have Vic Tiffany on the phone is they're selling Scotch whiskey. It starts today. Now, dig this. You can get a glass of booze that costs $3,500.
That's a lot.
Macallan
Scotch.
I just want to let you know, Don and Mike, we dropped the price today to
$3,300. Oh,
much more reasonable.
That is so kind of you, Victor.
That was a typo there. So
now, now, Vic, seriously, if someone's going to come in and spend $3,500 for a glass of Scotch, what do they get? For $3,500.
A happy ending, but a different style. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. It is. It's just, if you like Scotch, you like single malt Scotch, we're the only place in America and the world right now offering these bottles. And it's the 1926 is the one that you're talking about. It cost us, the bottle itself cost $33,000. But the other ranges go all the way up to 1973, and those are about $800 a bottle.
Now, these are the kind of bottles of Scotch where you would see them normally at an auction house where they'd be... fine wines and art and all that stuff, right?
Yes, if they were even available at that point. And that's the one thing, is it's just released in the world, so we got it. $170,000 to buy the lot at Borgata.
So somebody comes down and... say they're a high roller, or they're somebody that has an incredible run, and they say, "Hey, I want to blow it. I'm going to go in, and they can get a taste of this stuff." And have you had the pleasure? Have you had the pleasure of having?
I had the 1926, but we did try some of the Scotch this morning when it came in, and I'm doing very well right now. By the way,
so are we.
We're
all right.
Big two questions. First, if I was to come up there and I'm going to order,
Rob had a great question.
What?
Victor, do hands shake when the bottle is poured?
Remember that old advertisement? Have you ever seen a grown man cry? You know, we pick it up with forceps when we pull it out of the box. We're a little bit worried there.
I go to the Borgata. I say, give me the $3,500 a glass of scotch. Do I get to keep the glass?
You do actually get to keep the glass. It's a Spiegelau glass, which is hand-blown glass. So we throw the glass in for free, guys.
And you know what? That's the whole casino mentality, right? I mean, really, they know how to take care of their customers.
It's kind of like the Happy Meal cups when you get it to McDonald's, but just a little bit different than that.
Yeah, really. Victor Tiffany, really.
I love that name, Victor
Tiffany. Between the $3,500 scotch, and you got a nice ad for that on our show today with the Borgata in Atlantic City.
And I hope he does bring my name up because I want to stay there next time.
Really, though?
I have your room right now. You guys have just got upgraded to a suite. I just want to let you know.
You go into the bar, you order the pedestrian, I'm guessing, $7, $8 scotch.
Right.
Yep.
You're going to get primarily the same results, are you not?
Well, it depends on what your end result is. I mean,
what if you just want to get drunk, Vic?
Well, you may want to even skip the scotch then. I don't know. We have scotch that starts at $9 for single malt scotch for the 12-year Macallan.
See, here's
it goes all the way up to $3,300.
See, Vic, you got to sell me on this. I'll tell you why. I love cigars, and I really...
You've never got into the fine like scotches and stuff like that, right?
And ports and stuff like that.
But you know what? Really, there is a difference.
But with cigars, if some guy says to me, this cigar costs $40, I will say to him, go to hell. He'll say, try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes a difference, right?
Does it make a difference?
It's hit me.
See, Victor, we're having a little absinthe experiment on the show today.
But here's the thing. It's worth it.
Did it just hit you, Don?
Yeah. It's worth it, and I'll pay $40 for one cigar.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But for $3,500, and I want to say this as a man who's been married for 23 years, to the love of my life, there better be a hooker involved for $3,500 for a glass of booze.
Have you witnessed anybody, Victor, have you witnessed anybody that's, put down the money for this and taken a sip of it and been satisfied?
It's interesting you said, and you're the first ones to be speaking about it on the air. There, we're going to start pouring at 5 o'clock tonight. About 35 minutes, we're going to open up the doors.
Ooh.
Get me the jet.
The Old Homestead. And as you know, we have the Old Homestead. We've got a $41 hamburger, but we also have a $7 hamburger. And it's like we said, we're upscale. We're not uptight here. I don't want everyone to think that, it's all about $3,300 scotch.
No,
we have a great range.
I watched the Carolina Philly game at your casino hotel, the football game in the playoffs.
Right.
What's the name of that other bar you have in there?
The Gypsy Bar or
Gypsy
B-bar?
Bar? Yeah, Gypsy Bar.
Is the casino bar.
The Gypsy Bar is a great place. Great place to hang out.
Vic. Now listen, I'll be honest. Don Geronimo.
Right.
A made up name.
Michael Source.
Real name. That's his real name. That's just played on the jingle.
Right. Now Victor Tiffany. Please, what is your real name, Vic?
I swear to God, it is. Tiffany. When you think like I'm some guy from royalty that's pouring, the single malt scotch for $3,300, I should have been, Joey Bag of Donuts or something like that.
What an incredible DJ name that would be, though. Victor Tiffany.
Vic Tiff.
Victor, yeah, I didn't.
Do you go by Vic, Victor, or what do people, or Mr. Tiffany?
Victor. Go by Victor, but you,
right.
I mean, Vic sounds very kind of old school AC. I kind of like it now.
All right, now Vic, what would you say to someone thinking about a nice weekend here? Going to go to AC this weekend? Why should they go to your place as opposed to Trump's place?
Well, Mr. Trump, I don't know what he's going to do after the show tonight, and he's got a beautiful property that. But we won't go there. I'll just leave it at that.
I'll be honest.
I think he's found his niche right now.
Vic might be modest, but you know me, Don. I'm a veteran of Atlantic City. I go up there an awful lot, and the Borgata sits right next to the Trump property, the Trump Marina property. And, man, really. You know the way that place looks next to yours, Victor. Don't lie.
Hey, Vic.
Okay, it looks like a hospital. You're right.
It looks like a hospital. Vic,
I didn't come up with that one. He did.
You spun me on that. You started that, though.
Here's what I have to know. Do you have nickel slots?
That's a good question.
We do.
All right.
And we have a $5 blackjack game every night, too.
Oh. Now, how many $5 blackjack tables do you have?
Depends on the night. Obviously, on Saturday night, they go down in volume, but we're like I said, we're a combination of, it's a very aspirational product. It's a nice upscale product, but it's also a very accessible product. Everybody can come in here. You can come in here and feel comfortable.
Good. Vic, here's what I want. I want to come up there for the weekend, not this weekend, but some weekend. I want to come up there with my wife, and I want to just be able to do what I do in Las Vegas with her, which is just send her somewhere, let her get a spa or whatever.
Oh, we have a beautiful spa.
Whatever she wants.
Spa.
And then I do what I want.
Yeah.
We have a spa suite for you, actually, here.
Vic,
it's a room with your own private jacuzzi, his and her massage tables, and your own VCR. So
you know what?
Whatever you want.
Vic, you know, he really does have it. When you're talking about Atlantic City, and I'm not schmoozing here. I'm just telling you, he's part of the best place in Atlantic City to go right now.
Victor,
that everybody knows.
Victor, give me a price on this. I'm going to Atlantic City.
Okay.
Your room comes.
I want my wife. I want to go with my wife. I want to come home alone.
Do you want the price for that?
What it is? You start with that $7 scotch. That's what
you're doing. All right. Listen, Vic Tiffany, who works
for the Borgata.
Atlantic City.
Cool.
And incidentally, you can buy this stuff. It's $50 or $3,500 a glass.
Depending on the year, right?
Depending on the season, right?
And they start tonight. And listen, you bastard, don't forget you were on our show.
And you guys, like I said, you have a suite. We're building a wing for you right now.
I think you should appreciate that. Normally people are not handled this sweetly.
I can hear it already.
Victor, if you put my name into the system, I think you will know.
Mike's a big loser.
I am a big loser.
You'll love it.
I have lost a lot of money at Harrah's, at the Venetian, out in Vegas, and... just have one of your folks call me there.
It is. We're a joint venture between Boyd Gaming and MGM Mirage, and it's a very successful property. We're already speaking about expanding within the next 2 years, which is a wonderful thing after being open 9 months. Borgata's a big hit. It's a big trade-up for the marketplace, and I have your room, guys. Please let me know when you're coming up.
All right, you. Victor, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Victor.
Take care.
There you go, and it hit you, didn't it? There you go. Hey, I am so glad you were drinking.
Blah, 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 blah,
That's gonna make my...
Blah, 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 blah.
Welcome.
Oh, hi, I'm a big loser in a lot of the clubs up there. The Venetian, the name is Mike O'Mara. Blah, 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 blah.
Did it hit you?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
We're out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's okay with me.
Softer on the edge. Not okay with me.
We got 2.5 hours till the show is over.
Well I'm fine. Going up to the ice cream social.
I'm going to power up with lots of caffeine. I'll be cool.
You want me to bring you anything back from the ice cream social?
How about Alan's genitals?
Alan's platter.
This is Victor.
Vic Tiffany.
Is that the greatest casino name?
My name is Vic Tiffany.
Funny.
Welcome to Atlantic City.
How are you? Do you know by any chance Jacqueline Vargas?
When I was booking the interview and I'm talking to like his underling, he said, "You're going to want to speak to Vic Tiffany." I said, "Right."
Oh, and
listen,
I need a follow up to that guy.
A drink or not? Who's dumb enough? Even me, if I'm so drunk and I just won money,
right,
to spend $3,500 on a drink,
that's crazy. Do you think really? And I've watched the Travel Channel and A&E.
Get to know Charlie
when they do all that stuff.
There's someone.
Do you ever hear those people that
get
go
to know Charlie?
They play $100,000 hands of blackjack.
Get to know Charlie.
They'll go in there and have that as their regular
drink. Get to know Charlie.
I'm putting it down.
They're crazy, man.
Get to know Charlie.
I got serious. You know, you were in my wheelhouse there. You know that.
I know.
Yeah. I got a little
That's
excited.
Why
I was
notice.
Really, I was seriously interested in kissing that man's ass.
Yeah. You will notice that at one point I just sat down.
You did because I was so, but you know what? Because I was schmoozing.
Yeah.
Because really, I rarely schmooze, but this is when I wanted to schmooze.
You got it.
Why do you keep hitting that when you talk to me?
It
used to be something else.
I didn't mean
You're persecuting
to.
Me?
No. See, button number two is right by button number three.
Uh-huh. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Sexy Anne Marie's on the phone.
Sexy Anne Marie.
I remember her.
You know Sexy Anne Marie.
Isn't Sexy Anne Marie the dancer?
Yes, for the World Wide Web.
The website.
Sexy Anne Marie.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sexy Anne Marie.
Hey, Anne Marie.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Sam, what's happening?
Well, I need some advice.
Sexy Anne-Marie. Right. Sam.
Yes, Sam, what's going on?
Well, I live out in Virginia, as you guys know.
We know where. Yes, we've all been to your house many times.
Many times.
Anyway, I have, you guys are bad.
Yeah.
I have a high school student that wants me to go to the prom with him. Because of what I do, a lot of the kids in the area found out about it.
Right, oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it, baby.
Go.
Do it.
What about the, I just worry, he's like, my parents say it's okay.
Your parents, listen, you're sexy Anne-Marie.
That's right.
From the internet.
I mean, you're not going to be taking your clothes off at the prom.
Screw your parents. I know.
Yeah.
Screw
your parents.
If a kid wants to show up with you,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I bet he's most likely to succeed if you get my drink.
Why do I think of the movie Risky Business?
Yeah.
And that movie was that just came to my mind.
Yeah,
I know.
Blah, blah.
Bart Anmer.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
He's gone. Hey, you got a quicker trigger figure with your little buzz.
The Alicia... No, I don't.
No.
The Alicia Cuthbert movie is just like Risky Business.
Is that what it's like?
Right. Yeah.
There is no better movie. I watched Risky Business the other day. That is a tour de force. And you know what? Tom Cruise, in my opinion, has made no further progress.
Josh!
Radio Supernatural Beans, how are you doing?
Josh in Green Bay. Hi, Josh.
Hey, have you guys tried the absinthe in the ice cream yet?
Buzz?
No.
Have we?
Not in the ice cream
yet.
And
that's all you have, right, Buzz?
That's right. That's all we have today.
So we're out?
Well, I'm going to the ice cream social then.
We finished the bottle already?
I heard it's good with Rocky Road.
Are we done?
No.
Ah.
No, we are not.
With the bottle?
With the bottle, yeah.
It was quite a lot.
So we're done. Yeah, but I'm checking the ice cream. Can we call up to the ice cream social and find out what's going on up there?
They have Irish whiskey and Grey Goose. What is it, 880?
809.
Buzz is still eating his hard-boiled egg, though.
No, not yet. I'm saving it for the break. 809.
But he already put pepper on it.
Yeah, it's ready.
Yeah,
boys.
He's ready.
He's not thinking about the show. He's thinking about eating that egg.
Protein.
I think I need something on my stomach.
Ice cream social.
Yes, hi. John and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julie.
Julie, hi.
Hi, guys.
Julie, what are you doing up there?
I'm eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, and it's delicious.
No, that sucks. Julie, do you have booze?
We have Bud Light and we have Jack Daniels.
That's all you have?
And we have...
What about vodkas? What about rum?
You
rums?
Have Grey Goose and Irish whiskey.
We have Bud Light and we have Jack Daniels.
Any visitors from out of town, like an imported spirit?
We have Bud Light and we have Jack Daniels.
Oh, my God.
That's going to boost morale. Now, who's up there? Who's up there right now?
I bet the salesperson is everybody
Timmy?
Up there. Is everybody up there partying?
Yes, there's a lot of people up here.
Wow.
They're getting crazy on this ice cream.
Right. Delicious traded out beverages.
No, we didn't trade it. We bought it.
You bought the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the booze?
Bought it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Julie?
Yes?
Why would you have a party and not invite us?
You guys are invited as much as everybody else.
We're working, honey. We're working.
So we'll be happy to bring some ice cream down for you.
No, I'm coming up. We're coming up.
Awesome.
All right, Mike's going up.
I'm coming up, and I'm bringing down stuff for my friends.
Bring it down. Bring it up, baby doll.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I don't really like you. Bye. Okay, you win. You win the Honesty Award.
Yeah.
We see.
I just think that's the way that sounded.
Mm-hmm. That woman doesn't like us. She never has.
Right.
She never will. I pray she's replaced by Jeff Shrinsky. But Jeff Shrinsky is working at a Spanish station in Miami. Oh. There's not a chance he's coming back.
I know.
I just talked to him on Monday night.
Got a nice house.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You fine?
He said, hey, Jeff, what's happening? He said... I am working for a Spanish station in Miami.
He's in Miami, and that's really, he's got to speak Spanish. Or so.
Shrinsky. Mm-hmm. You remember Shrinsky from our show?
I think so.
Right. There's the great general sales manager.
Amen.
Wow.
You remember Shrinsky on American Idol last night. Because if you saw Quentin Tarantino,
if anyone wants to know the man we're talking about Jeff Schrinsky, a sales guy used to work here. He looks exactly, I mean exactly like Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. Yes.
And him last night.
Jeremy Piven.
We got a break.
Half a Buzz's egg is gone.
Well, now it's going to be a little uncomfortable when I go up there, but I'm going to find out if... Buzz, will you come with me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Will you come with me?
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. I'll squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. This motherfucker. You believe this? 2 days a night. F*** me, you motherfucker. My mother. But you f*** me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the f***ing name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your f***ing eye out of your head to protect that piece of shit. Charlie M? You dumb motherfucker. You motherfucker. You. Frankie, do him a f***ing favor.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
We're right.
They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Come tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice? Buzz.
Yes?
Would it be safe to say that you and I just came from the worst party in the world?
Oh, it's sad, really.
It is.
People sitting around the table.
Something's very wrong.
Eating ice cream.
We're
not terribly happy.
God, Rundgren. When I seized up at me, and the answer was plain to see, because I saw the light in your eyes, in your eyes. So I love you best.
Run.
Is there nothing that I say in jest? You've switched to beer.
Well, that's all we have.
So what's happening on the third floor?
I'm going to let Buzz... because really, I think I'm going to overreact.
People,
I really do. I think I'm really, really going to overreact. And it's, you know, I really went up there thinking maybe they'd festive the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And,
no. Now they're having the ice.
Now what? You know what it is?
The boost
morale. There was a full 12 pack of Bud Light sitting there. Full bottle unopened of Jack Daniels.
Right.
So obviously, hey, we have Jack Daniels. We have and everybody afraid to drink a beer.
Couple of people have bravely popped a beer, but mostly it's people quietly sitting around the table eating ice cream.
People are downstairs. People are outside downstairs.
Yes.
Everybody is like paired off. There is, and everybody, I'd like to say everybody, eating ice cream.
I would describe the party as somber.
It was ridiculous.
This is the WJFK ice cream social.
Morale booster.
Sucked.
Social. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our fearless leader is not anywhere to be found.
I noticed.
Well, now, right. There's two things implied with an ice cream social. You said there's ice cream.
Yes.
Are people being social?
People were in a circle around the conference table, but with the chairs pressed back against the wall.
Business hours.
And you have one little group here, one little group there, and then it was like, hey, I walked in, Buzz walked in, and it was very, very sad.
Yeah, a ringleader of any sort?
And took my entire, like, festive frame of mind and put it away. I feel unbelievably depressed.
So the radio station is having a giant social.
Jack humored you by buying a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack that nobody's going to touch. And it sucks. Look, there you go. That's what it is.
There's the guy who should be at the heart of the party.
No, really, that's it. And it's
I am not talking enough because what Buzz gave me a couple of hours ago.
Yes.
Finally hit me.
Would you like? I think you ought to interview some of the people that work here. I want to get to the bottom of this. There is a morale crisis at this radio station.
Okay.
I would say so.
What's
from what we've seen.
It sucks.
What is it, Robbie?
809.
Bud Light and Jack Daniels. The jack is open.
I don't care if you stepped on that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good ass.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Conference room of the Ice Cream Social.
Who's this, please?
Jeff Hedges.
It is.
Hey, General, it's Don. How are you?
I am very well. I'm sitting here looking at a bottle of Jack Daniels and a bottle of
Coke. General, why don't you come down here to the studio and talk some sense with us? You know I speak your language.
Yes, you do. All three of them.
Come down here.
What happens bad to me if I do that?
Nothing. That party sucks,
you
right?
Friend. Jeff, now you will admit, now you are a man who is not unaccustomed to a high-level social life.
So you're telling me it's time to move uptown and come downstairs?
I'm just saying that party, that needs to turn into a party. And right now, that looks like seriously, I have been
it's awake.
To wakes yeah. that are more energetic.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The station wants to have a morale party today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an ice cream social. We've told them to serve beer. Meanwhile,
they buy a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack just to humor us. And it's, Jeff, you know that party needs some help. Am I right or am I wrong?
God, I die
actually,
for a cigar.
Alan just walked in to provide that help. I'm headed downstairs. You want to talk to him?
I am going to my car to get a cigar. I don't care about the rules about smoking in the studio.
Go ahead.
Would you like to speak to Alan?
Yeah, Alan. Yeah, put Alan
he
on.
He just arrived.
Put him
on. Yeah, but you can get a cigar out of my humidor.
All right. Ooh, put him on.
Good. I'd like one, too.
Put the ass on the phone.
You guys are always welcome.
Put him
thank
on.
You. Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff? Put the eunuch on the phone.
Jeff, please advise Alan, because through all this, I do have a strong self-preservation instinct. Please inform Alan that Don has been drinking.
Oh, no. Like you haven't?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike,
hold a second.
Watch this.
Thank you, Jeff. So am I.
You're two afternoon personalities here on the telephone.
Watch me pull this off.
All right.
He will not think I've had a drink.
And
okay.
B, they want you to know that they're very lively and very happy. And now, here's Alan Limelight.
Ah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
You having fun?
No.
Now, the party needs something, Alan, and you know what? There's only one man that can make that happen.
Yeah.
That's you. Alan Limelight, have you ever had the pleasure of coming across the great Alan Goodman?
I'm not following.
Did you ever meet Alan Goodman?
Oh, of
Did
course.
You ever meet Alan Goodman? The great Alan Goodman. P.T. Barnum, as we used to call him.
Mm-hmm. Alan Goodman.
Here is the deal, Al. You have a party for the people who work here.
I have been...
You get them plenty lubed up.
I have been to Irish wakes that were bad ones, that were more festive than that.
You mean you were up here?
I came up there, Alan. It's horrible.
So I've been to Methodist.
You know, people are hanging from the ceiling now.
Oh, stop it. Don't lie. You're
making
me mad.
Get out there.
Impossible.
Come on.
You're making me mad. Alan, you need to wave the magic wand.
Come on. I'm on the phone.
You have to wave the magic line wand.
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
What makes an hour of the day?
Oh, no. You know, you can tell he's sung twice now in the same break.
Don't sing now.
Please don't sing
now. Don't sing?
No.
Not to Alan.
Alan, who is the most junior employee up there?
Junior. Let's see.
Yeah, say, Don, Jeff is at the window.
Look at those cigars.
Alan, you need to send somebody out there. You know, ask Timmy to send somebody out there.
Yeah, where is Timmy?
Timmy will know how to get the party going.
Hi, that's fair.
And let's make it a real party, Alan, all right?
Hey, are you coming up?
I'll come up.
We'll be
if
back.
You turn that into a decent party,
Al,
I will come up there.
All right, let me go talk to the party committee.
Thank you.
Alan?
Jeff
Thank
has
you.
Just brought us fine cigars tonight.
You don't come easy.
Don has been drinking, Alan.
You don't come easy.
We want a party today.
You know it don't come easy.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Yeah.
Not to play the blues if you want to sing the blues. And you know it don't come easy. Shout all these. It's even playing easy. Well, now you,
that's
now you
terrific.
Made, now you made me feel.
He just
positive.
Drove every listener away.
No, no, we're they're coming
right,
in
like
drove.
You haven't, jerk face. Goodbye, dumb ass.
He doesn't mean
worst that. Manager in the history of radio.
I think he hung up on
dumb
it.
Ass.
He's gone.
Wouldn't know good radio if it came up and bit you in your giant pockmarked ass. God, who's bad radio? Hey, what bad radio is,
yes.
Try the Bill O'Reilly show.
Now, Rob, do you think he's not going to follow up on those instructions to get this party livened up? Who can we get that's more reliable to get the party going?
You're looking at him, Mike. If I had told her that I loved her, I would have stayed till who knows when.
See, it's just a delayed reaction with the absent with you.
Yeah. Just 2 hours, yeah.
And now
I want to be your friend.
Look at me.
Because a friend would never doubt you or forever put you out tight. Mike, I wonder what you doing tonight.
I'm going to O'Mara's restaurant.
Oh, yes, I wonder.
Hank, look around, Cafe.
Doing tonight. Wonder what you're doing tonight. Oh, yeah. That party sucks.
You know what? It's horrible.
We're so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so, so bad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Because you can't lose a friend you never have.
That's right.
Because a friend would never doubt you and go out just for spite, you bitch. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Hut, hut. Oh, yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Boy, it's hard, man.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You know what? We're a little pitchy.
You think? We're great. We kick ass. We love radio. We're the bright spot on this dismal dial. Come on, Bobby.
All right, Bobby, let's go.
Cause a friend won't say it's over. If you're wrong or if you're right. Hey, Mike, now I wonder what Alan's doing tonight.
He's playing pin the tail on the ambivalence.
Oh, yes, I wonder what he's doing tonight.
All right, I'm going to try to do the harmony here. All right.
Come on, guys. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
You know, it's great when none of us can hit the notes.
Yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Perfect. I thought that was perfect. This is very similar to a regular party.
It is.
It's great.
It is.
Great, and this is a good cigar, too.
You should be at my
house. Is there anybody have a match?
I do. You should be at my house some Saturday night.
Your face in your hat.
Thanks, Rob. Oh,
that's the second one for you.
Oh,
hey.
I don't want that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're the man. Bobbing. Yeah, they're upstairs bobbing for stupidity.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike Show.
Man, those guys set you up, partner.
Pardon me?
Those guys set you up with that absence, man. That stuff's a sneaker.
Set him up. How?
Yeah, it does creep on you. It does creep on you. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Don't get paranoid, boy.
All right. I'm not effed up.
Don't worry.
No. I tell you what, man. I'm in some muck in the corporate world.
Hey, Teapot Tim and whoever's in the back. Can we get one more of these?
Just about ran off the road when you were busting line one, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, he's a jerk. Hello, Dynamite Show.
My boy. All techniques into one, Jack. Hey, Don, I just want to
freedom
say,
from
man,
constipation.
Freedom from constipation.
That's right.
I wanted to say thanks for cutting loose and getting real, real gone for a change.
Yeah.
It does relate to Elvis when we're doing this on the show.
I'm going to get real gone. Cut number 5, Rob. I love this song. I play it every goddamn day on the show. When I am on the treadmill in the morning, This is the song that I run to.
Thank
like
you.
A compulsive maniac. And I'm telling you, I suck as a singer. But I love this song. Mike?
Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
Okay. He'll never love you the way that I love you. Cause if he did, no, no, he wouldn't make you cry. He might be good in bed, but baby, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, kiss him. Go on and kiss him. Goodbye.
Come on.
Na, 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 na.
Hey, hey, goodbye.
Oh,
you
man.
One more.
Thank you, brother. I'll take the next chorus.
Hey,
here we start, Tommy.
Goodbye.
Listen to me now. He's never near you to comfort and cheer you when all those sad tears are falling, baby, from your eyes.
Let's get
you. He might be good in baby, but my love, my love, and my love, my love, you kiss him.
Go
on and kiss him. Da, goodbye,
da,
boys.
Da, 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 da.
Come on.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come on.
Goodbye.
And there. Now, call
me anybody, if anybody didn't think that we were having fun today,
call me and tell me I suck. Like I care. Like I freaking care.
You don't suck at having fun.
Brian?
Hey,
hey,
buddy.
Hey.
You made me forget that I hate that song.
Oh, now see, there you were getting paranoid, and right out of the box, it's love.
Hey, you know, we meant to think of you, Brian, but we just didn't care. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What up, dog? Yo, 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 what up?
Listen, he's doing a Randy
listen,
on you.
That was just eyes for me, you know what I mean? That was just eyes.
I love our listeners.
That was just eyes.
I'll tell you, we are sharing the love with our listeners.
Right.
Absolutely.
That was
that is fantastic.
Hello, Dean. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, it's still me. I was talking about Elvis earlier. Somehow I'm still on the line.
Oh, he's still on the line.
Oh,
are we
done.
Conferencing or what?
Yeah, you're done, then.
Listen to Buzz.
Hello.
Listen to Buzz. You're done.
Don Mike.
You're
hello.
You're done, Jeremy Piven.
Donnie with an I. You
right.
Had to have been better than the DeGarmo girl last night. Much better,
thank
I thought.
Thank you, my friend. Now, are you surprised after you set it up that way to be getting this love?
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
You expected it?
No,
guys,
I did not.
You genuinely were better than at least three of the people last night.
What was the question?
No, what people are, you have gotten, I believe,
Mike,
four calls in a row.
Ready to help me?
Yeah. And, of course, I will do the original version that I've always done with it.
I can nail this song. Watch me.
All right. I only do one character with that voice.
I was walking. Down a one-way street, just a looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for a man. Come on. Now I'm walking down a one-way street, and I don't know the word. And I'm something to meet.
No one does.
One woman. I don't want to be lonely. Love you all over. My Buzz.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe in love?
Oh, I believe in love. The believing true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Sing it.
Now I'm walking. What did true love begin? I'm going under. So I'm dragging you in. Someone wants
to. I don't know if our listeners will leave us forever.
Come on.
Come on.
Now I'm wondering.
Wondering.
Where does true love begin? I'm going
under.
So I'm dragging you in. What, someone's going to call and say the singing is bad.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for somebody to be clear-headed.
Jim?
John, am I?
What do you want? What do you want, dummy?
I just want to say, I'm not tone deaf, and Don, I'm sorry. You're not cutting it today, man. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Hey, dude. F off, okay? Seriously, F off.
I'm
do you want somebody having fun on the radio?
I know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
That's what he wants.
I'm not killing you. You're listening to it, dummy. You're calling. I got news for you. I'm Svengali, and you bought into it. You dumb MF-er.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun.
But I dedicate this to you anyway.
Go ahead.
You and your retarded parents.
I used to have you in a photograph.
I'm so glad it's changed.
But now it's got you and it is gone.
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe?
I believe it's true.
All right.
Maybe it's my wife on the hotline. God, I hope not. Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's your brother.
My brother
Jim.
My brother. Hello.
Jim.
I can't have the car radio on when I'm talking to you, can I?
No, you can't. Oh, God damn.
Hey, Jimmy, are you listening to this show?
Yeah, you guys are acting pretty wacky, man.
Hey, what do you think, Jimmy? What do you think of this show?
It's pretty funny.
Thanks, Jim.
Why don't you sing me a love song?
You know, in honor of his wedding, I think that would be appropriate, and then maybe that would conclude the musical.
Kiss my black ass.
Getting married Saturday night to Marnie.
Seriously, why don't you kiss my black ass
in Las Vegas?
Hey, man, you know what happened?
What?
We were getting our marriage license today, you know, in the courthouse here.
Yeah. Turn down your radio.
I'll turn it down. And then we met somebody that's from Rockford.
What are the odds?
That's
pretty amazing.
World.
What a great story. That's certainly picking up the show.
Yeah,
who
is
screaming?
I was just a witness at their wedding. Pretty cool, huh?
Has your bride-to-be had a couple of cocktails, Jimmy?
No, we're going to Margaritaville right now.
Try to catch up with us.
Yeah.
All right, you want Don to sing you a love song?
Yeah, I want him to sing me a love song.
All right, this is my brother, Jim.
Uh-huh.
He is in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, wow. He's getting married.
Mister, I can handle it. Listen to you.
This is my brother, Jim. I have four. How many did you have, huh? How many did you have?
I had six.
You did not. You're lying.
I had six.
You did not.
All right, sing this to your brother. Hey.
This is Rob.
Hey, listen. Relax and enjoy yourself.
I don't know this one.
With feeling.
Some Airs of Life bag song.
No, man.
I just took that.
A
one.
Hit. How about a love song hit, please?
Rob, don't give me some faggot
sing
song.
Sing that Joe Cocker song or something.
Hold on a second.
How about You Are So Beautiful?
You're so beautiful.
Yeah, You Are So Beautiful.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Here you go. I think I love you.
There you go. Number three.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And what's wrong with that, Mike?
What's wrong is that I think the song he has requested is the most appropriate.
We don't have it.
We don't have it.
We don't have You Are So Beautiful.
And you know what that looked like?
Oh.
That was like you don't know what goes on here.
Yeah.
Hold on. That was looking like we don't have it,
right.
Moron.
You Are So Beautiful.
You are so beautiful.
We do not have it.
To me.
Oh, hold on.
That's good.
Number
Can't
five.
You see? Whoa.
Okay, do it. I got one for you and Marnie.
All right, here you go. It's not going to be You Are So Beautiful. It's going to be something better.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Gonna like it.
Are you ready, Jimmy?
So you're in Vegas now. Where are you in Vegas?
I'm right in front of the Stardust.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton Theater.
A little stand-up now, Mike.
You hear this down the phone?
And the great thing is the three of us. Oh, this is horrible. This is really awful.
And everybody called, like, saying, I'm William Hung. Eat me, okay? I see the schedule. I see the screen.
Don, you're better than William Hung.
Damn right. My eyes are round. Nicer teeth. So true. Jimmy's getting married in Las Vegas. Well, girls, is it a mistake? I do not know. At least he is not on the blow. He is drug free.
I want to take it to the world.
with Marley. His girlfriend.
Marnie.
Marnie.
And now people leaving the station.
Ride the next line. Oh, I want the truth to be said. Jimmy, Marnie, Mike, help me out.
No, I hate it. It's horrible. I hate this song.
Okay.
Jimmy, where are you going right now? Margaritaville?
Yeah.
And you got your marriage license?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're
going to
go.
You know what this is turning into?
My fantasy.
Your jukebox.
Yeah,
right in the middle of a bad dream. And all at once I wake up.
WFAD.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that, Jimmy?
What, Jimmy?
Say congratulations to Chuck and Mary from Rockford.
Yeah. I think I love you. Sing it, Shirley.
I'm done singing.
That's it. Shut down.
All right, I'm gonna let you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
So I'm getting a wreck.
Okay, good.
Yeah, are you driving the rental car, Jimmy?
Yeah.
See you Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday morning at the airport.
Have all right, fun, kids.
All right, love you. See you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ben.
There he goes, Jim. Rob.
Here he is.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, then. We got a break?
I think he was enjoying the show.
I think so.
I hope so.
Who cares?
He's your brother.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't
either.
I know you don't. Rob, where are we at?
How's that?
Rob, I need a hand.
Yes, I believe we're about to play the second break.
No. Come here.
All right.
Over here. To my thing.
Hey, where'd you get that?
This is the same one I've had since the beginning of the
now,
show.
Now, Rob, are we coming up to here?
I've had one and a half, and I'm done.
Segment.
We just got done with that?
Yeah.
So we have that and that?
Yes.
We're okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Everybody, you're listening to the Absinthe Show.
We'll be right back. Okay?
Okay. We can take some phone calls.
Will we?
What's up next?
Yes.
Phone calls. I love the adversarial nature.
Yeah, will we? Yeah. Well, are you challenging me? Well, then I tell you what, Mike.
You're funny.
You know what? 20 years together, and let's start trumpeting that,
yeah,
shall
you
we?
Should. You should.
20 years of radio dominance.
I think, frankly, when you reach that milestone, you get a two-year window.
Do you
to promote
know?
It. Yeah.
Do you know that besides my career in radio, before Mike, PM, when I climbed to the top of the top 40 ladder by myself,
you did.
Since I've been with Mike, do you know we've been together 20 freaking years?
Almost that.
Do you have any idea what kind of record that is?
It's
in
unprecedented.
Radio?
It doesn't happen.
We have been working together 20 years!
Couple of decades.
We still like each other.
We do.
We don't hate each other.
We don't.
We have a good time working together.
Some of those animals are 20 years old.
And this station sucks.
We need, and you know what? Everybody's just leaving the party because nobody pays attention. The morale party is being vacant. You know, really, it is. I don't know what's going on upstairs, but
we are having a great morale party today.
You know what I'm doing? I say this starting today.
Uh-huh.
What?
This is a personal crusade.
Yes?
You heard it here first.
All right.
At this radio station.
Yeah?
I am personally going to begin a morale process.
Good luck.
Those, I will.
You will not.
Those who are not welcome will not be welcome. Those who are welcome will be welcome. No, I'm serious about this.
I know you
because
are.
I went out there. You know what I...
Buzz,
tell Dom what I did upstairs. What did I do upstairs? What did I do upstairs?
What did you do?
You went in, you looked around, nothing was happening, and you left?
No.
All right.
A little more than that. You missed...
What did you do?
I selectively handed out beers.
I didn't notice that.
Well, F you, Buzz.
Well, now, what kind of response
Buzz,
is that?
I swear to God.
I'm your buddy. What is this? F you.
I did that. Remember, Bradley, I walked around and I said, who's going to party?
No,
that,
I didn't see that.
Did that burp smell?
My apologies. You didn't pay attention.
Well, I wasn't
watching
your...
You were too busy talking to whoever you wanted to talk to.
I wasn't watching your every move.
Mike, that's what he was doing.
Be careful.
All right. Now, but the fact
is... Be careful.
Is,
we all have secrets. We all have
the
secrets.
Fact is, I think there is a core of people. This is just like one of those great parties where the next day you have to go to people and go,
oh, listen, I really didn't.
No, we
that.
Don't,
very
because
sorry.
We've not seen any of those people.
True.
F you! You're having a party on the third floor without us. F you! I'm fine.
But I know you're fine.
We're all fine.
But
yeah.
There is a core here that exists that maybe not.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There are a core of people here that could be a foundation for morale here. That's what I think.
Name them.
Who are they?
Name them.
Yeah.
You got Hedges?
No, I want it secret.
No.
Nope. I want it secret.
Let's put it out front.
You didn't even notice who I was doing. Did you notice I was going from person to person?
I didn't.
Actually, I handed them out to a couple of people inadvertently. Yeah.
Let's see, there you go.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay.
That's too much fun. But, I think this show is everything that it was billed as.
You know that Liberace's ex-boyfriend says he's been banging Michael Jackson?
That's what I hear.
Really? I do some real prep for this show every day.
Of course,
but today it's wasted. Courtney Love says
it's wasted.
Courtney Love says
we're wasted.
Courtney Love says
she's
covered with loser dust.
Hey, Kari, if you hear my voice, come into the studio. Kari,
we have to break, Mike.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Well, now we have to break. But you were going to read like 10 stories.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. You don't know me that good.
Well, hey, Kari, come on in here. Now, here's one. Now, all right, if you were going to ask for an individual who I would feel I have faith in as somebody who would be very, part of. Now, Kari, seriously, honest appraisal, what did you think of that party?
What, the ice cream party
out
there?
And I know you're new and you're a rookie. I don't want to put you under undue pressure, but it's just not happening, right?
Sucks.
It's not bad. I don't want to say that.
Oh,
you know what you are? Get out of here.
Get out. Out. You're out. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
This room is for men.
Goodbye.
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 See you later. You know what? Hey,
see you in the women's room. See you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know what I'm beginning to think?
What? Hope you get some maxi strips.
You know what I'm beginning to think?
Christ. What's that?
Do you know what I'm beginning to think?
What do you think?
Maybe it's us.
No. Never.
I can't really tell right now.
It's not us.
Is it us?
No.
Have people, certain people here, listen, brainwashed everybody to think it's us? I mean, we're fun guys. We like to have a good time.
I'm not this drunk. If you're in the show, if you're in your car, and you're listening to the show right now.
Into the show.
Here's the deal. They're having the ice cream party upstairs.
We're having our own party down
that
here.
We weren't invited to.
Right.
Buzz brought his stepped on absinthe,
right.
Which incidentally for me, 2 hours later, it's fine you stepped on.
Nice.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you did to it. Mike was saying you stepped on it. It's worked out fine for me.
I was wrong.
It's worked out fine for me. How's it worked out for you, Mike? What do you mean?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm actually fine.
I'm singing.
I'm like I am 5 nights a week.
I am singing the goddamn Partridge Family, mm-hmm. And you're just okay.
When Buzz and I, 10-year-old animals, went up to the third floor
where the party
we
was.
Were. I don't know if Buzz was as depressed as I was. I came away. It took a lot out of me.
Yeah, once we got there, it sucked it out of us.
It really, really was depressing. And I might, if you'll go with me, I'll try and I'll do it again.
Sure. All right, go back up again. We're going to break right now.
All right,
you guys,
here's the deal.
Go upstairs and report on what's happening at the station.
If I'm up there and, the commercial breaks up.
I've had a drink.
And I'm still up
there. I'll be honest with you. I know it doesn't show.
If I'm still up there and I'm not back when the show starts again.
Commercials are done.
You'll know that it's a good party. If I'm back down here.
I guarantee you'll be back down here.
I know you will.
I bet a year's long.
I know I will. I know you.
All right, we got a break.
You. 30, she's Joan Embry, 32 years old.
Remember what some of those animals did to your thigh?
Yeah, that's right. You really think you're fooling everybody, huh?
That one girl's getting voted off American Idol tonight.
You're right.
I freaking guarantee it.
Results night.
The ugly 16-year-old
girl. DiGiorno, is that her name? DiGiorno?
I don't watch.
She's out of there. Honey, she's out of there.
This isn't even the way you act when there's a whole new dynamic. It's the absinthe.
That's right. It's different.
Mike, I'm fine.
We're all fine.
Not me.
22 past the hour. You have to be somewhere at the top of the hour. 38 minutes to get there.
Right.
News and weather together on the 8th.
I hope everyone's having a great Thursday afternoon.
My name is Vincent Vagina.
No. Hey, you know what? Thank you to the general for coming in with a couple of cigars. Somebody who actually cares.
What a great guy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? He is. Yeah. He's one of the real great guys.
Salute.
I'll be going down to my car to get something a little better, but that was a nice cigar that he came in and gave us.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you to Jeff Hedges. We got a break. Mike, Buzz, you can go upstairs.
That's funny.
Check out the party.
Yes.
So we come back, we'll have... Tell Mike.
Don't, you just made me laugh with
don't,
that one.
Don't throw the cigar away. That's quality.
I think he's down. Mike's down.
Mike is just falling
Mike's
out
down,
of his chair.
Chair
That's
is down.
Real. Mike is falling out of his chair.
Robbie, hold on. Robbie,
we have a new winner. We have a new leader.
Strangely, I'm the sober one now.
We have a new leader, and the leader is
not
Mike O'Mara.
These
chairs
yeah,
suck.
They do tip.
Yeah, it's the chair's fault. It's the chair's fault. You're so drunk, you just fell out of your
chair. You're okay, buddy. This is, again, like a public service to people.
No, it's not, Buzz.
Warnings about
no
alcohol.
Public service. There's no public service.
I've always felt very comfortable down here.
They're having a party upstairs. They didn't invite us.
That's right.
And you know what?
And now everybody's leaving.
Screw it. I'm gonna smoke the Jeff Hedges cigar.
I don't see why not.
The Fuente Hemingway. It's a great cigar. Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Here you go.
Who wants some flapjacks right now?
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine.
And Rob, when you tap me on the shoulder, then you point at the clock, that would indicate what? That you love me or what?
Are we all late, Rob?
Time for love.
Do we need to play commercials?
Yes, we do. Right. Go to the party. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, people, attention, please. Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight?
No.
No.
You sure about this?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm good. Resume party.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's funny.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's a dying battle.
Yeah.
It is here. All right, now, let me just explain.
All right.
I'm doing better now. Just on Rob during the break.
So am I. I think we all are. I mean, Buzz is. I think we all are.
Right.
I mean, we've all basically had our little absinthe moment. And
about an hour ago, I was really into it. How many? Four? Is that a minute and a half?
I think you said you had four. I've had just like one and a half.
You're still there. A little bit.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes, I am, too.
Yeah, but we're coming back.
I believe
you and I are now a little beyond him.
I think so. But I'm working on Diet Vanilla Coke.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You're working on Bud Light.
But we have to remember our constitutions here.
True.
That's the important thing.
But the important thing to note here is that there's a party going on upstairs, the WJA.
No. Don't speak too quickly about that.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Okay, well, tell me. I didn't go up.
There is no party. It's over. It's gone.
The ice cream social?
A few people. We walked in. No. Not a few people. Jag was in there with two other people that weren't doing anything but sitting at a table like killing time.
Just sitting. And a few people have gone back to their desks.
No, everybody went back to their desks, and they're working. They're down here, and they're doing their thing, and the rest of the people have left.
They found that working
and
was
Alan
more fun.
Was standing over a couple of workers, and Steve Johnson was in his office.
He's a party animal.
And
Not today.
No. This was the day he chose not to.
Perhaps wisely. Mm-hmm. This is the one day he decided not to come to work drunk.
Right.
Steve Johnson.
You know, maybe this was a test from Alan to see who would get drunk.
Yeah.
We
Maybe
failed.
How'd we do?
And I found out that
it's probably not a great day.
Probably,
to
like
have
said, probably.
A social when you're gonna fire somebody.
Yeah, who's getting fired?
The Hobbit
already done.
Got canned today. Oh,
yeah. Name him.
I don't remember what his name is.
Young chubby guy. Everybody liked him.
He was a good friend of Kari, and I think he was a good friend of Kari.
Yeah,
and that's probably why Kari was a little, edgy.
Is that the guy that always was smoking downstairs with the cigarettes that had like the plastic holders on the end of them?
I don't think so.
He was a short, heavier guy.
He was a heavy guy. A little chunky guy.
You know, so many salespeople go through these stores.
But I mean, they come and go. Just for my money, you're going to have the social, you don't have the
So they fire somebody.
Fire a guy and then have a party to boost morale.
It's ludicrous.
I thought it was perfect.
Tough love.
And I'm not talking about the rapper.
All right, let me call Al.
Oh.
I couldn't. Well, Al is like supervising,
like standing over desks, and everybody was back at their jobs.
And if you're counting, really, I would estimate the total time for the ice cream social, 1 hour and 15 minutes.
You know, if I had known he was going to be let go, I would have texted more votes towards him.
Texted more votes for him.
Rob, he was a little pitchy.
He was a little pitchy.
This is Alan Line 1.
Hey, buddy.
Blah, blah, blah. You're a jerk face. Okay, so they fired somebody at the ice cream social.
No, not before. At the,
it was before.
Yeah. But before?
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
So then they have a little get-together. Let's get together and have a great time.
So how's the turnout at the party upstairs?
There's no one. It's over.
Everybody's
gone. Nothing's going on.
It's over.
It's an empty room. And first of all, it put a little kibosh on it when the room had computer paper. Or what was that stacked up on the...